Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're enjoying your after Thanksgiving festivities. Hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving. We're in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon tonight. I'll tell you what, Plank, as we talked about earlier in the show, I was in the Chicago area. I was having fun with the girl that I'm dating. That sounds like a drop right there, unfortunately. I walked right into it. Not that kind of fun. You get your head out of the gutter there, America, listening. No, we're bumming around Chicago, had a fun time, but no turkey. But on the bright side, Plank, I gaze over to my left here. Twix turkey. Candy bar. Boom. Oh. Right there. Twix and some Ritz crackers. Okay?
Oh, you're living.
So we might get a little
yummy.
Crazy here in the final hour of the show.
You're living. Slow down. I meanwhile, am looking forward to that piece of pecan pie that's waiting for me as soon as this show is over. I allow myself to eat. I saw one of my buddies who I work with on the Sooner Radio Network weighs himself before and after his Thanksgiving meal. He put 10 pounds on today. Something tells me that Brian Noe is not going to get a 10-pound bump from the Twix Ritz cracker combo here for dinner tonight. I think you're safe.
Yeah, man, I might have lost some weight the way I ate today, but all good, man. All good. No problem there. That is an awesome idea to weigh yourself pre and post Thanksgiving eating.
Yeah.
I'll keep it.
I'll keep his name. Not like everyone would be like, oh my God, I don't know if like he wants it out there or not that he put on 10 pounds. Yeah. Actually, you know what? He wouldn't care at all. But I mean, that's kind of impressive, right? When you truly think about it, like he weighed in this morning at 248 before they were eating. He was actually 11 pounds. He was 259 by the time the day was done. I mean,
wow.
Bravo, you know, man.
Now,
bravo.
Here's the thing. The other thing that we have to dive into before we'll go team by team here in terms of the playoff picture in the NFL. Who are the teams that are legitimately capable of winning a Super Bowl, and who are we basically voting off the island? But you said something very important. You said pecan pie.
Right.
And I started doing the math in my head. I'm like, how do I say it? I think I say pecan.
Do you?
Pecan. I don't know. I honestly don't. I think I'm impressionable when it comes to who says it around me. I think I switch. I don't know if I have a hard and fast way of pronouncing it.
Well, I mean, it's. I'm as big of a hayseed as there is. I mean, I feel like from my verbiage, I mispronounce just about every single thing imaginable. A lot of people say it's a niche to me, not a niche. Right. So I don't necessarily know.
I go niche.
Right. See, I'm a niche guy, too. So it's always been pecan to me. I guess I said pecan when I was a little kid. I used to say creamy Italian dressing, and my roommate in college got so mad at me. He's like, what? Do you go to Italy or something? Bob Harris, miss you, buddy. But, yeah, I mean, it's just there's certain things that through life, like you, I'm very impressionable, and I'll change the way. But I think – I don't know. I mean, Iowa Sam and I are kind of from the same region. It's pecan, right? Isn't that the proper way to say it?
I think so.
You know, actually, I heard that, I heard that when you say something like someone else in the room is saying it, it's sort of a subtle way of respecting them. That's what I learned about a long time ago. Like if everyone in the room has a southern accent and you kind of pick it up, it tends to show respect. But I've heard, my grandma used to make pecan pie.
Ah, see?
And pecan. Yeah, you could say pecan. That's kind of the fancier way to say it.
Pecan. Is it really?
Pecan's pecan's kind of more the rural.
The
hinterland way of saying it.
Sort of like from Chicago or something. Sounds like a Saturday.
You're picking
Saturday
up the Chicago accent just being up there for 12 hours.
The Bears.
Okay, we'll go tail of the tape. Rapid fire.
All right, let's roll.
Caramel, caramel. How do you say it, Plank?
I think it's very. I think it varies for me. It's usually caramel whenever it's just, and it's caramel.
That's what I do.
Right. I don't know if there's a hard and fast way there.
You're impressionable. Okay, crayon or crayon?
People say crayon?
I say crayon.
Do you really?
I know, it's wrong. I grew up, I'm a crayon guy. Yeah.
I don't even
my
know.
My cousin Shar, she's like, it's technically crayon.
Okay. I never even heard that as an, but I respect it. Okay. No, I'm a crayon guy, right? Hey, pillow or pillow?
Oh my gosh. Who says pillow?
This girl I dated one time said it all the time. She's like, you're saying it wrong. I was like, I don't think I'm saying it wrong. All right. Theater
Frank,
or theater?
You avoided a landmine over there. Good thing right. She's in the past, you know. Gosh.
Well, unless,
hello?
You know,
terrible.
Yeah, I had no idea. Theater or theater?
Theater.
Theater. Like that's listen. Kind of the redneck, right? It's like, let's go to the theater and see some movies, right?
To me, it sounds overly sophisticated. It sounds like you're sipping a latte with your pinky up, you know, like the theater is how it sounds to me. That's a theater. We go to the movie theater.
Theater, not theater. All right.
You? What do you say? You go theater?
Theater. We're going to the theater to watch a movie.
By the way, you know you guys can spell it T-R-E or T-E-R, and it's like British versus English, American English.
You
know, there's two ways of spelling theater. Yeah, you can spell theater T-H-E-A-T-R-E. You can spell it T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Do ketchup. How many different ways can you spell that?
Wow.
This is one of those.
C-A-T-S-U-P.
Right.
K-E-T-C-H-U-P. Ketchup.
But you can't spell it C-A-T-C-H-U-P, right? That's you cannot use ketchup.
Who actually says C-A-T-S-U-P?
Nobody.
Spell it like that.
Nobody. But it's all over. It's all over.
One time that stumped Mr. Burns at a grocery store in an episode of The Simpsons. He goes, ketchup?
Did he have Smothers with him to help him out? That's the
Mr. Smithers, yeah.
Smithers, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Smithers, Smothers. 220, Smith, 221, Smith. Whatever it takes.
It's an Oklahoma pronunciation over
Listen,
there.
Listen, he's Smithers. Mr. Smothers to us. He can be Smithers to you.
Smothers. All right, Plankster, we got to go through it rapid fire style here. As we look at the playoff picture, it's coming into shape slowly but surely in the NFL. But we're jumping the gun here. We're looking at teams that are truly capable of winning a Super Bowl. Now, we bring this up because the Bills improved to 7-4 today, and the Cowboys dropped to 7-4 today. And we've been talking about this evening that last year, Tampa Bay was 7-5. Both the Bills and the Cowboys could lose their next game and still be on track as far as a 7-5 team ultimately winning a Super Bowl. We just saw it last season with Tampa. So with that being the backdrop, if we go rapid fire, if you say, yes, they're Super Bowl contenders, yes, they're capable of winning it all, we just move on to the next team. I'm really looking at the teams that you say, no, thumbs down, and here's why. So if we go through this, Titans, capable of winning a Super Bowl in your eyes?
No.
No. Okay. Why?
Because I'm tired of hearing about them on this network. No.
Rooting for them not to win a Super Bowl?
I'm kidding. I just think they're going to miss Derrick Henry too much. I really do. And he's been the centerpiece of their offense. Do they have a good defense? You bet. But I'm sorry. There's not going to be a single team that's in this conversation that has lost to the Jets and the Texans. Just not. You're not a Super Bowl team.
Titans!
Not happening. But no, I love their defense. I worry about their health. You like them?
Uh-huh.
Do you? Okay. I don't even know if they're going to win their division.
At least having a chance. Like, I'm saying no, Rob Parker. No way, no how. I can't say that with the Tennessee Titans. They're not a favorite. But I can't sit here and say they have no chance whatsoever. They definitely have a chance. They might get Derrick Henry back toward the end of the season.
I could do this on every single team, then, if I'm not going to say that they have a chance. Because, sure, everyone has a chance right now that makes the playoffs.
The one seed right now in the AFC?
Yeah, no. I don't think they're all that. If they end up as the one seed, if they end up as the one seed, they're going to lose their first playoff game, which would be in the second round.
Ravens, true, legit Super Bowl contenders.
All right, I have to be literal, Chris. Here, do I get a healthy Lamar Jackson or no?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you.
Then I would have to be incomplete because I need to know where Lamar Jackson is. Right? Is this all right? The Lamar Jackson health issue is one of the least talked about things that is the most concerning. Because, A, he's sick. He's been sick. He missed a game. Is this just him having problems with battling the flu? Flu's bad this year. I mean, I don't know if you've caught it or if you've been around someone that has it. It sucks. It's everywhere. Greatest comeback 2021, the flu, after everyone was bragging about how we shut it down last summer. It's back with a vengeance. So the flu, there's been respiratory issues that are non-COVID related. Is it as simple as that, something that he's dealing with and he just needs to get healthy? Is there something scarier going on? I don't know, but this dude seems to be battling his immune system quite a bit. So I have to put incomplete there just because if Lamar isn't there, hell no. Right? I mean, no way. But if he's there, then
sure. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you're hedging over here. You know, like, this could go sideways for every team where, listen, COVID, we just saw Rodgers on the shelf. Big Ben was on the shelf. Who knows who's going to be on the shelf COVID-wise in the playoffs? Health-wise, just from an injury standpoint, who knows who gets banged up toward the end of the season? And yeah, like, you might like the Colts right now, but if they lose Jonathan Taylor, like, they're done. You know, you could say that with any team.
Well, fair. But this is a dude who just missed the game last Sunday. I'm not making up an illness or an injury here. This is a dude that just missed a game. And they lost to the Dolphins. So if you lose to the Dolphins, that might eliminate you, period, anyway. They've had that same little roller coaster. They win, loss, win, loss, win. And they got the Browns coming up. Yeah. So we'll see.
I think it shows that you don't have true faith in the Ravens. I understand what you're saying about Lamar, but I'll ask you this as a follow-up. How about the Packers? Of course, they're legit Super Bowl contenders, right? Aaron Rodgers just missed. Aaron Rodgers talking about his jacked up toe.
Right.
Like, who knows what happens with that? But you would be
again,
much more like, of course, the Packers.
We're getting
are
into
Super
semantics
Bowl
where we're going to, I could bitch and moan about every single team when we go to it. I think that with Lamar Jackson's health and Aaron Rodgers' health, that's fair to say. If they're there, sure, I'll put them in the mix. If they're not, they're not.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is a single team that's near the top that can overcome not having their quarterback. One good backup quarterback in the NFL, and his name's Marcus Mariota, and he can't stay healthy. So, yeah.
He stinks. He's hot trash. He's terrible. You kidding me? You're not a Mariota guy, are you?
No, as a backup quarterback, yeah. Who are you going to take in the league as a backup over him?
Yeah.
Dalton? Let's go. You know, it's just, you're looking at Jacoby Brissett. I mean, it's funny to me because
no, you're at.
We could sit here and fight about it all night long, but it's just, if you're going to tell me I have to choose a team based on what they have right now, I don't know, if we're talking about the Ravens, what the future of Lamar Jackson truly is. But if he's in there and he's good to go, then yeah, I think they're a team that can end up playing in the championship game despite his postseason struggles.
I'll give you a team right here
go ahead. They
are not true Super Bowl contenders, okay? And this is assuming they're almost at full health, right? No glaring injury issues. The New England Patriots.
Oh, I agree with you on this.
They're not true Super Bowl contenders.
I'm with you on this. Yeah. Everyone's losing their minds over them right now because they've won 5 straight. I get it, but wow.
Yeah. This is their best stretch of the season, but listen, they have so little margin for error. They've been very sound. They've played great defense. They've been good offensively. They've been running the ball. Mac Jones has done his thing. But look at their wide receivers. How are they going to move the ball come playoff time with those wide receivers? It can't just be smoke and mirrors the whole time. You're going to have to score points. I just do not see any way they hoist the Lombardi later this season.
I don't see
it at all.
I agree. I love what they're doing, right? I love how we're in this, man, everyone missed out on Mac Jones and you screwed up. But we're 2 bad games away from, gosh, I can't believe they drafted Mac Jones and they decided to go with a rookie. Have you seen what Cam's doing in Carolina? I mean, we're like two bad performances away from it. So I like, don't get me wrong, I love it. It's great. But I think we're putting a little bit too much on their win over the Browns. Because outside of that, it's the win of the Chargers was big time, but I don't know if Justin Herbert had played worse with his turnovers in that game. So I'll give him the Chargers game. I'll give the Browns game. And outside of that, it's like, let's pull back the reins a little bit. I'm with you 100% on the Patriots. Because now what is it becoming? I'm sorry. And I know we're trying to go rapid fire here. But now all of a sudden it's, you know, you listen on our network. You watch the shows and it's like, I think that they're a team that can be there in the AFC Championship game. It's like, what the hell are we smoking? I mean, are you just doing it because Belichick is Belichick and Brady's kind of struggled the last few weeks, even though they were awesome the other night? It doesn't make any sense to me. We're the same on this one.
We're in the same foxhole. That's good. That's good. Okay. We will continue this exercise. There are a few NFC teams. I think the NFC is a little bit more clear-cut. I think you get more arguments in the AFC because it's just wide open.
You didn't even mention the Chiefs.
Literally say, no. We'll get to them. We'll get to the Chiefs. All right. You know, how about the Chargers? Can you say they're legit Super Bowl contenders? The Bills fell to the 7th seed heading into week 12.
That's right.
You know? So
that's right.
There's a lot of ground to cover here, Plankster.
All right.
We will get to that. And also, oh, man, we got a lot to do. And also a team that, to say they've been through it is a gross understatement. That's on the way as well. I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. We are in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. You know, I'm just doing the math here. The teams in the NFL that I would eliminate from having a legit chance to win a Super Bowl this year, Chris Plank.
All right.
I've got three in both conferences that are currently in the playoff mix.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like three totals. Like, you're not going to eliminate the Texans? Okay, three that are in the playoff mix. Okay. We automatically Jets and the Giants. I got you.
Three in each conference, actually, that I would say, no, they don't have a legitimate chance. Of course, the planets could align. Like, they could face a team whose starting quarterback is on the COVID list.
We talk about hedging
the next week. The other team has a bunch of injuries. Something crazy could happen, but a legitimate chance to win it all. We agree no on the Patriots.
That's right.
Right? You just don't have the wide receivers. It's such a small margin for error. They're not running through all of the teams they have to get through to win it all. Don't see it happening.
Agreed.
I'll give you two others in the AFC.
Okay.
Cincinnati. The Bengals got shredded by Mike White at the New York Jets. Okay? And their defense has greatly regressed. You're not going from 4-11-1 to winning it all. It's just, it's too big of a leap for them. They don't have a legit shot.
Do you know what they're going to be very popular? They're going to be a very popular pick next year. In the preseason, they're going to be that team that a lot of people will do what they do with, say, Texas in college football during the offseason, where it's like, hey,
yeah,
think they're going to be. So, they love Joe Mixon and what he's done. Love what they've been able to do with their young wide receivers and how Ja'Marr Chase went from someone who couldn't catch the ball in the preseason to now unstoppable. But no. Lockstep on that one. I agree.
Okay. And the last one I have in the AFC, not having a legit shot to win it all, I go the Chargers. You can't be dead last in rush defense and expect to win game after game after game after game. You're going to have to win four games in the playoffs where they are right now in the pecking order to win it all. I don't see that happening at all. And I always think about, hey, man, this could blow up in your face. Think about it the other way. Remember the Colts when their rush defense was just terrible, getting shredded, the 06 season by Maurice Jones-Drew in the end of the season? And it's like they're not going to be able to slow down Larry Johnson. And all of a sudden their rush defense was great. I just don't see that one happening with the Chargers, and I don't see Justin Herbert being able to compensate for all of that. You've got to play some defense, and I don't give them a legit chance to win it all.
I like the way that you're thinking. All right. And I noticed Sager would vehemently, by the way, speaking of mispronouncing names, I have one of my buddies, or at least words, I say vehemently and not, and he says vehemently. And it always throws me off. I'm sure to Sager would vehemently disagree with you. But I sit here and I've kind of fallen for Justin Herbert. I really have. And I just, here's my concern about the Chargers in not wanting to necessarily say they're out. I'm not, this isn't a hard pushback. This isn't a hill that I'm ready to climb up and die on and say, by God, Brian, no, how dare you not have the Chargers as a team that can win the Super Bowl. But they've got some dudes on defense that when they're healthy can really be that guy. You know, Joey Bosa is one of them. Their interior, the defensive line is strong. I don't know how Kenneth Murray has progressed since his injury, but they've got some veteran secondary guys. I don't know why they're so bad as far as the overall rushing yards they've given up this year. But, man, I think their defense is good enough where they could and with their Brandon Staley, their coach, and kind of knowing his defensive mind, I don't want to count them out. I don't want to say, no chance in hell. Because I just think with the right matchup, they're a team that you look up like, how the hell do they get to the AFC Championship game?
I think they could be the Buffalo of this season where the Bills were in the AFC Championship game.
But we are talking Super Bowl here, though, right?
Yeah, we're talking about I'm not saying no chance whatsoever. I'm saying, do they have a legit chance?
Okay.
You know, they're legit Super Bowl contenders. No. No, they are not.
I cannot fight against anyone in the AFC West. If you want to go ahead and put them on that list, let's go. Put them on that list.
Do you have the Chiefs on your list?
No, I've
of been not scared. Having a legit shot
no,
to
no,
win
no.
it all.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I had to sit on Sunday nights with Arnie Spanier and defend the Chiefs for weeks. DeSager is my witness. I think Arnie even said apparently Patrick Mahomes isn't who he thought he was at one point. I'm like, well, who? What? And so I had a feeling they were going to go through a phase. My hope was that phase would last like 5 years and they wouldn't be able to find their mojo and they would struggle. The problem is, the Chiefs seem to have found their mojo defensively while still attempting to find it offensively. I know they had their big game against the Raiders, but they didn't look that good against the Cowboys last week. And I don't know, Brian, I've always been scared to death that it's going to click again for Patrick Mahomes, and it's starting to. But damn, with what Chris Jones is doing defensively, and Willie Gay, they got a playmaking linebacker that's all over the place. Yeah, I still have the Chiefs as my favorite out of the AFC, even though I guess they're what, the 4 or 5 seed right now. They're my favorite, and I hate to say it, it pains me. I get indigestion when it comes out of my mouth, but they're that good. And Elair's just now getting back, and scares the hell out of me for the Raiders and everyone in the AFC West and the AFC that they're kind of starting to get their little groove back.
No, I hear you on that. I wouldn't be, I wouldn't go as far as to say they don't have a legit shot to win the Super Bowl. I think that would be crazy. That would be shock jock talk right there.
That's right.
I think.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't get these anti-turkey people. Where do these people come from, Plank?
There's anti-turkey.
I'll say Armenia.
Wow. That's,
they've been enemies of Turkey for many years.
Oh, I see what you did there. Good dad joke. Good dad joke. Stealing that one.
Oh, there are a lot out there. Oh, it's the most overrated dish. Really? What are you talking about? It's the staple. It's the centerpiece. Overrated. It's obnoxious.
I mean, am I going to grab a turkey sandwich in June or July? Or no, but for Thanksgiving and for Christmas? Come on, man. It's part of the tradition. Let's just enjoy.
Yeah.
We don't have to overanalyze.
Tasty.
And if you don't like it, have a ham, right? You can't really go wrong.
Yep.
If you're vegetarian,
here's
have your
I'd
veggies.
Say.
Gosh.
Plank, if you are anti-turkey, you haven't had turkey prepared properly. That's it.
Probably
That's the
right.
only way it can go.
Probably right. Especially now that
you have something
turkey.
On this, Iowa, Sam?
Oh, sorry, Sam.
Yeah,
oh, no, yeah, I was just
gonna...
Like deep-fried turkey is tremendous.
I don't think I've had deep-fried turkey.
Great. I have not either.
I eat a turkey year-round sliced as deli meat, you know. Yep. That's one of my go-to sandwich toppers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been watching – I always watch the news here in Los Angeles, love the local news. And the last two nights, yesterday and the day before, they ran separate stories on how much Angelinos loved the honey-baked ham. And I just was like, wow, I never knew that Angelinos, people from Los Angeles, love the honey-baked ham so much.
Lines out the door, absolutely.
Yes, lines, yes, Steve. Lines wrapping around the building three times, like a line to In-N-Out Burger or something.
There is a honey-baked ham location near our other studios of our LA flagship. I can attest.
The honey-baked ham is a big deal here.
Huh.
Ham's good, too, though. Also a prime rib.
Yeah.
Love a prime rib on
it. Make sure to get your reservation in, too.
Yes.
Wow. You have to reserve meat. Okay. That's how popular it is.
We have to do that in Oklahoma, and I'm not even kidding. It's not even a joke. So bless y'all that got a lineup for a ham, of all things. Ham. My gosh.
I'm going to squeeze this in here, Plankster, real fast.
Go ahead.
As we finish our look at the NFC, all right? Which teams would you say, currently in the playoff picture, do not have a legit chance to win it all? Just do not have a legit chance. I'll go at the bottom right now. The Saints lost. They were a 7 seed heading into week 12. They don't have a legit shot, right? You've got Trevor Siemian at quarterback. I don't think there's going to be much pushback right there.
Agreed.
I would also say the Vikings. I just don't think their defense is consistent enough.
Nah.
Do you think Kirk Cousins and company offensively, they've been Jekyll and Hyde also. Think about the Browns game. They scored on their first possession. That was it for the whole game. I just don't see them stringing together 4 wins in a row to win a Super Bowl. Not a legit chance.
Every loss they've had this year has been a one-score game. But, yeah, no. I'm with you. I like Minnesota a lot. Right? I think they're a team that – let's see, how far back? They're 2 back of the Packers. I could see that coming down to maybe the last weekend of the season, but no. They're not winning. They're not going to the Super Bowl this year. They're not making a run.
Yeah. Now, how about this, Plank?
I
would go with all these teams. Arizona, sure, legit chance to win it all. Packers, yes. Mm-hmm. They've been playing great defense. They have Aaron Rodgers. Tampa, defending champs, absolutely. How about the Rams? I would say yes. They've got Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, play legit defense, like what they have on offense, had a couple of stumbles, but yeah, completely legit chance to win it all.
What about a team?
So the last team.
Yeah, but just real quick on the Rams. How about a team, Brian, loses Robert Woods and then magically Odell Beckham Jr. is dropped in their lap? And you can think about OBJ what you want, but that's still pretty damn awesome to replace. You go sign him before the dude gets hurt, then he gets hurt, boom, you got your filling right there. So, yeah, I'm with you on the Rams.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy, right? The last team that you have to really hem and haw about, I think, the Dallas Cowboys. Do the Dallas Cowboys have a legit chance to win it all this season? What do you say?
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm sitting here saying yes, and I can't believe that it's coming out of my mouth because I know they're dinged up right now. And, again, CD's got the concussion. Amari Cooper, you're not going to have to worry about losing him the rest of the year because if I understand the protocols, Brian, once you have it, you don't have to worry about testing or anything for like 5 months. So they'll have him the rest of the year since he's unvaccinated. You know, they've had some issues on their line. They've had some issues with health in their defense. But I'm gonna say yes. I think that there is a chance that they can end up making the Super Bowl this year and even walking away with the title. I don't know. I kind of dig them. I dig their weapons.
I'm going to go the other way.
Don't blame you.
They don't have a legit chance to win it all. I think there's just so much that has to work out for them where they're going to get Amari back. But Tyron Smith, we've talked about the offensive line. He's been so banged up. You just have a turnstile over there in Terrence Smith, Terrence Clark, if he's not in there for Terrence Steele.
I named almost
every American name. But Tyron Smith, he's been so banged up. I can't trust his health come playoff time. And then Ezekiel Elliott with the tender knee. I also don't trust the defense. It got shredded today by like Anthony Brown, all these defensive pass interference penalties, and the Raiders have had their struggles offensively. No, there's too much that has to come together in a loaded NFC. No, not legit in my book.
Though you have to worry about the psyche of an Anthony Brown going forward, right?
Oh, I mean, man.
That is one big oof, right, going forward. Whenever you have a dude that has four PIs called against him. What's the number to Sager had? Like 91 yards? I tell you what, that's a big concern going forward. I noticed you didn't mention one team, and I know we're up against it.
Yep.
I think the Niners with this sudden running attack could end up being problematic.
No.
They're getting healthy. Debo Samuel used as a running back. I'm looking at a long shot here in the NFC, right? Because there's four or five teams that we all agree. But if you're taking a flyer from the NFC, I'm looking at the Niners. I'm like, damn, a lot of people were picking them for the Super Bowl to start the season. Then they had their quarterback issues. Yeah. Now guys are getting healthy. I don't know. They beat the snot out of the Rams a few weeks ago, and that's really resonating with me for some reason.
Yeah. Listen, Dark Horse. Do they have a pulse? Yeah, sure. I would agree with that, but legit chance to win it all? Yeah. That's a team that lost to – they got shredded by Colt McCoy and no DeAndre Hopkins.
Just three weeks ago, too.
I don't see it there. That's a fun exercise. You know, it's tailor-made for it to blow up in our face. And
that's
the one team that we're like, no, they don't have a legit chance, that's the team that'll win it all. That's the way it goes, man. And they'll dig up the audio and make promos out of that.
That's right. That's how it works. Be on their team website.
All right, coming up next, close it down in style. Have some fun with Thanksgiving. And also, fans think this happens all the time. The truth is, it hardly happens at all. I'm Brian Ngo. He's Chris Plank. We are in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Brian Ngo. He's Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio. In for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. You know, Plankster, a lot of NFL fans think that tanking happens all the time.
Right.
You get those conversations a lot. And Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, he talked about this after another tough loss. They lost to the Bears. It was a walk-off field goal that was kicked. And so the Lions dropped to 0-10-1. And just listen to Dan Campbell. Does this sound like a guy that's just, shrugged the shoulders? We're still in line for the number one pick, right? Like that. Listen to what he says after another loss.
I mean, look, man, they all want it. I mean, it's not like we don't all go to work and we're just punching in, punching out, and we'll see what happens. I mean, we all want to win. I mean, we're playing to win. I mean, those guys, you can see that out there. And I know it's hard to see from afar, you know, because everybody wants the wins and losses. Not all of us do, but these guys are like laying it on the line and getting everything they got right now. It's just a matter of, man, we got to learn how to win. Once we learn how to win, then we can begin to see the fruits of our labor a little bit. But the effort is there. The effort, the fight, and the fact that here we are, man, this is three games in a row, man. We're right there at the very end. And there again, I see improvement. I sit there and watch, and I see some of these guys getting better and better. And what encouraged me is the fact that I know the core of this team, and I know the vets we've got and some of these young guys. These guys aren't going to lay down. That's not what these guys are made of. That's what keeps me hopeful and know that we are building something, you know?
That doesn't sound like a guy that's cool with losing and getting the number one overall pick, right? Like, I don't know why fans constantly think this happens in the NFL. It doesn't happen nearly as often as fans think it does. Tanking is just not a thing in the NFL.
I heard it put, I think right here on this network one time by maybe it was Jeff Schwartz, where he said you can back into some wins in the NFL. It's almost harder to go winless than it is in a lot of ways to go undefeated. I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But, yeah, no, here's what sucks for the Lions, right? If someone is trying to throw up, well, they're tanking. I love Kayvon Thibodeau, right? And I think he is a fantastic defensive player, a difference maker. But when you don't have a quarterback and you're in this situation, you'd kind of like to believe that when you end up with the number one pick overall, right, you're going to get Trevor Lawrence. You're going to get Well, I mean, we can debate about Baker all we want. You're going to get your franchise quarterback, but, I mean, you're going to tank for – no offense to Kayvon Thibodeau. I think he's special, but a defensive lineman, right? It's just – yeah, it's –
that's a good point. Yeah, and think about last year. We heard it – the Jets lost on a walk-off almost Hail Mary against your Raiders last year.
Henry Ruggs.
And it was like, oh, of course, they were trying to lose. They're not going to try to lose on right up until the last play of the game.
Right.
And then what happened? They ended up beating the Rams, winning two games, and not getting Trevor Lawrence, a generational-type talent. Like, it's just crazy to me how many people think that tanking actually happens. It just doesn't in the NFL. By the way, Plank, what do you think about this? Patriots linebacker Matthew Judon, he blasted mac and cheese.
Yes.
He said this, it's disgusting. One of the most overrated dishes, just cheese and noodles, get it off the table. The bathrooms will be less busy. What do you think about this strong stance by Judon against mac and cheese?
I like mac and cheese. I like mac and cheese a lot. So I was a little bit surprised. No, I'm not somebody who's going to complain about anything on the Thanksgiving spread or anywhere, right? If it's there and I don't want it or I don't like it, guess what? I'm not going to eat it. So mac and cheese is awesome. So I don't understand that take. That didn't make a lot of sense to me.
You know what I'm thinking of now? I definitely have the manners. If you go through the trouble to prepare a meal for me, I'm not going to complain about the meal to
you.
Now, I might talk trash behind your back and be like, what's up with anything cranberry related? But I'm going to be thankful and eat the meal. And like you said, just dish up what I want to eat.
I'm the same way. I might complain about it in the car on the ride home, but you cook, you put it out there. I'm going to eat it. Let's go.
So three options for you, Plank. In Chicago, I parked on the street. I don't know if it was a legal zone or not. So do you think that I have a ticket, my car has been towed, or we're in the clear? What do you think?
I think you're in the clear. I think you're in the clear.
I hope I'm in the clear. I'll report back to you. We'll catch you later.